Blog Talk Radio.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my
the Lord, everybody. This is a blessing to be on the line this Monday morning, the first Monday in a new year, January the 6th, 2014. We're so blessed to be chosen for each and every one of us to be back on the line. And that song was so beautiful Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams. Open our heart, Lord, that we may know and feel and walk in your will and your way. I'm Sister Ruby, co-host at this present time, and I have a scripture, and then I'll turn it over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you can find that in the King James Version, Psalms 122, verse 1. And we would praise the Lord, everybody. Greetings in the name of Jesus. We are so blessed to be chosen by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to host this anointed broadcast radio station. Thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. And like I said, I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection airs Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Also tune in to early Sunday morning prayer at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. And on Saturday segments, they overcame with host Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns of North Carolina, and they come on at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Our call-in numbers for all segments is 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. We always enjoy hearing from you. Email us or call in and join the live broadcast and give us your praise report and or any prayer requests if you choose to have us air it on this broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, please visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries or visit our webpage at www.newdestinyministries.com. We appreciate and are very thankful for the tremendous support of the godly men and women of God that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast. We're so grateful that Jesus Christ allowed y'all and chose you to come on here, godly men and women of God, that y'all willingly share the anointed, powerful word, and our hearts are so overwhelmed with that. We just appreciate y'all so very much. And you know what? We just want you to continue to pray God's will for this ministry. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, I'm with our founder and host and co-evangelist Adrian Bernard all the way from Louisiana, but she's in Stockton, California now. Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Evangelist, your red light is on. Okay, then, so we're not hearing from a red now. So with that,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard, all the way from Louisiana to Stockton, California. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Once again, we thankful for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. We'd like to say Happy New Year to all of you. We pray that you've had a beautiful beginning of the year already. Amen. And we're expecting God to take us further and higher. Hallelujah. The psalmist say every round goes higher. So we thank God for Sister Ruby opening up with the word of prayer. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Truly, it has been a blessed year. 2013 was blessed. Amen. In spite of what we... Amen. I'm trying to talk. Well, I was talking. Amen. Excuse me and pardon me for that moment. Amen. We just bless the Lord for all that he's doing. We thankful for, again, another opportunity to be in the land of the living. And we can say 2013 was a blessed year because guess what? We're here on the 6th day of January, which is today, and it's 2014. So if God wasn't good to us in 2013, there's no way that we would still be able to lift up his name on today. Amen. So we're just thankful. We're grateful. Amen. And I believe the Lord have a word for us today. Amen. Don't be discouraged with numbers. Amen. Stay focused on what God has given you to do. And if we can stay focused on our assignment and what God has given us to do, guess what? It'll always be successful. It'll always bring a smile to God's face. Amen. So we greet you again in the matchless, awesome, precious, magnanimous name of Jesus. Hereby the Lord said in his word that there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. So I'm just so happy that one day, almost 30 years ago, he decided to have mercy upon me, and he gave me, granted me another opportunity, and I thank him for it, and therefore I'm going to praise him for the rest of my days. I don't care what come and what go, I'm going to praise him for the rest of my days. Amen. We're going to ask Prophetess Darlene to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to get right on into what God is speaking, what God has laid upon our heart to speak to the people on today. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless y'all. Good afternoon. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for another year, God. Oh, nobody but you could keep us, God. And we thank you for keeping us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the good times, the bad times, God. We thank you for every trial, every tribulation, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for lying us down last night, God. We thank you, God, for caring about us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we don't want to make it without you, God. We don't want to do anything without you, God. We need more of you, God. Oh, God, we ask him, God, on today, God, that you continue to take over this broadcast. Continue to take over in our lives, God. Oh, God, we ask that you get in our minds, in our hearts, in our feet, in our hands, God. We ask him that no one leave the same way they came on, God. We just thank you, God, for keeping us, God. We thank you for your joy, your peace, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for salvation, God. We thank you, God, for so many things, God. We right now, we come, God, asking that you forgive us for every sin, God. Forgive us for anything we may have said, done, or even thought, God, that was not pleasing unto you, God. We ask that you create us clean hearts and clean minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come today, Lord, we ask that you look down upon us, God. We ask that you bring the souls into the kingdom, God. Help us to be soul conscious and soul minds and soul winners, God. In the name of Jesus, we asking on today, God, someone may need you today, God. God, as we heard the song, God, we asking that you come into our hearts, God. We asking that you come into our spirits, God. We asking that you move by your might, God. We asking that you move by your power, God. We asking, God, for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost to take over, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you for families on today, God. We lift up Pastor Bernard's family on today, God. We ask him that you go into the hospital, God, with Earlene Cummins, God. We ask him that you heal, God, that you restore, God, that you strengthen her, God, that you fill her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask him, God, that you do only what you can do, God. We ask him a miracle, God. You said two more touching and agreeing in your name. Well, we come in the name of Jesus. We don't come in our name, but we come in the great name of Jesus, and we come in agreement, God. We have prayed the prayer, and we know you heard the prayer, God. We ask that you move, God. We ask that you move on our behalf, God. Move on her behalf, God. We know the work is not done, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you go into the hospitals all over, God. Somebody needs a healing from you, God. Somebody needs a touch from you, God. Somebody don't know what to do, God. They need an answer from you, God, whether they should have surgery, whether they should not, God. We ask that you answer, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's on a ventilator, on a machine, God. And God, I'm asking that you breathe life on somebody on today, God. New life, God, in the name of Jesus. When man says over, we ask that you turn it around for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you look down, God, upon your people, God. Oh, God, somebody need a meal, God, today, God. Provide, God. Go into the shelters today, God. God, let your anointing reign, God. Go into the homes today, God. Text somebody today, God. Even as the word coming forth today on this broadcast, let it text somebody in an unusual way, God. Work a miracle, God, on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need to see signs and wonders, God. We need to see the blind eyes open, God. And the lame walk, God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask, God, that you do it, God. God, we want to be your instruments. We want to be used by you, God. God, use us for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you dispatch angels from the north, west, south, and east, God, all over, God, over your people, God, giving them traveling mercy, God, binding up accidents and incidents as they go forth from where they go daily, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you touch the fivefold ministry, God. And we ask, in God, that you cover, that you protect, God. We ask that you move, God. Somebody needs, God, a financial blessing in the fivefold ministry. Somebody needs a spiritual blessing, God. You know what everybody stand in need of, God. And we ask that you move, God. And we thank you today, God. We praise you today, God. We magnify you today, God. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, God. Now we ask that you breathe on this broadcast. Have your divine way, God. We ask that you continue to keep the leader, God, the overseer, Pastor Bernard, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. You know what she stands in need of, God. Hallelujah. Move, God, on her behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember her grandchildren, God, as they're up in that college, God. You let the angels, El Abasanda, snatch around their room, God. Let no harm or danger come to them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we just thank you, we praise you today, God, and we give you the honor, we give you all the glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, we bless you today, God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, we give you glory today, God, hallelujah, we can't do nothing without you, God, we asking you, Lord God, to speak today, God, where somebody will be blessed, hallelujah. Speak today, Lord God, where somebody will be encouraged. Speak today, Lord God, where somebody will know, Lord God, that you're not through with them yet. Hallelujah. Give them hope, God. Hallelujah. Every vision, every dream that they have, God, that it will be manifested in this season, God. Oh, give us a heart, God, to obey, God. Give us a heart, Lord God, to walk, hallelujah, upright and circumspectly before you, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to anoint, hallelujah, the speaker today, God. Oh, God, we repent for everything that we've done, everything that we've said, everything that we've uttered, every thought, hallelujah, that wasn't pleasant and wasn't pleasing to you, God. We repent of it today, God. Hallelujah. We're asking you to have mercy upon us, God. Oh, forgive us, God. Hallelujah. Lord, this year we want to walk in obedience. We want to walk in love. We want to walk under the anointing of your will for our life, God. Let not our will be done, God, but let your will be done. Hallelujah. Bless our going out and our coming in, God. Oh, give us a deeper understanding, God, of what it is you're speaking to us in this hour. Oh, God, now help us, hallelujah, not to be discouraged, God, not to be dismayed. Help us not to be weary and well-doing, God. Help us to run this race with patience. Help us to run this race, Lord God, looking to you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, Lord God, to fast this year. Help us to pray. Help us to meditate upon your word, God. Oh, God, you told us to study to show ourselves approved.
Job, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, God, we thank you today. Hallelujah. We give you glory this hour. Hey, glory to God. We need you every hour, God. Hallelujah. We need you while we're asleep. We need you while we're traveling. We need you while we're thinking. We need you when we need to make decisions, God. Help us, Lord God, to make the right decisions, God. The decisions, hallelujah, that would bring life and not death. Help us to speak a right now word, God. A word right now, God. Somebody needs you right now, God. Somebody needs you right now, God. Somebody needs you this hour, God. They don't need you on tomorrow. They don't need you on next month. But they need you this hour, God. Because somebody can't even make it through this hour, God. Oh, but I know if you would send your angels, God, send your angels to touch them. Send your angels to comfort them. Send your angels, Lord God, to make them to know, hallelujah, that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. We give you glory for seeing another Monday, the first Monday in the new year that we've never seen before. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for giving us this wonderful privilege, this wonderful opportunity to speak to your people. Now, God, I'm asking you to let me decrease, God. Hallelujah. Let me decrease, God, and let your word rise up where people will be able to understand it, where people will be able to embrace it and receive it, and to not only, hallelujah, hear it, but be a doer of your word. For you said faith without works is dead. We just can't hear this word, but we have to make it applicable to our lives. Lord, we bless you today, God. And we give you glory, and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Hey, I bless him today, God. Hallelujah, you've been great. Oh, you're great and you're greatly to be praised, God. You're a God that never forget. You're a God that remembers when others forget. Oh, help us not to look on our past. Help us not to remember all of the difficulties that you brought us through, God. Oh, but help us to remember what you've done for us, God. Help us to remember, hallelujah, how you brought us out, God. Help us to remember. Oh, hallelujah, whence we came from, God. For you said in your word, all of our righteousness is as filthy rags, God. But God, we thank you for having mercy upon us. We thank you for pulling us out of a horrible pit when men couldn't say anything good about us. They couldn't say anything good because we weren't living anything worthy of them saying anything good. But this year, God, we're asking you to let the favor of God be on our lives, God. For you said our gifts would make room for us, and it would bring us before great men. Oh, God, but we're looking for you to be glorified. We're looking for you to be magnified. We're looking for you, Lord God, to demonstrate your glory. Oh, we bless you today, God. We bless you, hallelujah. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough for all that you've done for us. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough for your blood covering my family, for your blood covering my mother, for your blood covering my extended family, for your blood covering every listener that comes on this line, every minister, every bishop, every prophet, every prophetess, every minister, every evangelist, every sister and brother that come on this line and preach and teach the gospel. Oh, God, we thank you for covering them with your blood. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blood today, God. Your blood. Hallelujah. It gives us strength from day to day. And we know it'll never lose its power. Oh, this blood, this blood, this blood. It reaches to the highest mountain, hallelujah. And it goes, it flows to the lowest valley. The blood, the blood, the blood. Ah, that blood will never lose its power. Oh, we thank you today, God. We bless you for the blood. Ah, we thank you for the blood. Nobody talk about the blood anymore. Ah, God, but if it was not for the blood, oh, God, we would be men most miserable. If it was not for the blood, ah, we wouldn't have the right to the tree of life. We thank you for your blood today, Jesus. Ah, we thank you for your blood. Oh, and I just bless you today, God. I give you glory and I give you praise today. Ah, the blood, the blood, the blood. When I came in this thing almost 30 years ago, I would hear him talking about the blood. Hallelujah, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Ah, God, God, God. They used to sing a song, what can wash me? Hallelujah, what can take away my sins? It said nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ah, they used to sing these blood songs. Woo, God, and when they begin to sing these blood songs, hallelujah, you would think about where you come from. You would think about, hallelujah, how grateful, how thankful you were to be covered under the blood. Oh, it's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood. When I think about Jesus, God, when I think about him, hallelujah, how they hung him high, hallelujah, and stretched him wide. Oh, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood. It's not nothing good that we've done, hallelujah, because we're not deserving of God's love. Oh, but because of the blood, that blood, the blood that Jesus shed, it redeemed us. Hallelujah. There is redemption in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We were redeemed because of his blood. We was redeemed because of his love. Oh, God, who wouldn't serve a God like this? And as I begin to just think about what God had given me to speak on today, and he's been dealing with me maybe about 2 weeks before the new year. Hallelujah. Some of you all, I hadn't been mentioning it, but I did mention that where I was going back on, I don't know how whoever likes to come, go ahead, baby, because guess what? It's a blessing for you when you make sacrifices. So last night at midnight, I'm going on another 21. It might be 30 days. I don't know. Whenever the Lord tell me to come on for a while, I'll come on. Hey, glory to God, but I need something from God. I don't know about you all, but I need something from God. Hallelujah, from God, not man. Hey, Jesus, because if it was left up to man, I would be dead. If it was left up to man, I'd be in an insane asylum. If it was left up to man, I'd still be out there strung out on something, addicted to something. Hallelujah. But I thank God. Because we need to get addicted to God. We need to get addicted to this blood. Oh, glory to God. Help me today, God. Help me, help me, help me. But I heard the Lord been dealing with me with this message for quite some time. Amen. And I haven't had an opportunity to preach it since he gave it to me. Amen. You know the Bible said, prefer, look on the things of others. Think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself. Last week I wasn't one of the speakers. Week before I don't think I was one of the speakers. But today I thank God for the privilege. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to minister a word. Amen. I've been talking about this message a little bit. Amen. I was talking with my cousin last week, Verona, and we was talking about obedience, talking about how to obey God, how to look to him instead of man. Talked a little bit about it to Sister Ruby and Liberal Democrat, and I think a little bit with Prophetess Darlene, but it's just been in my spirit. Amen. And today, hallelujah, we want to use for a subject matter, obedience manifests blessings. Amen. Obedience manifests blessings. Amen. And I tell you today, Lord, I'm asking the Lord to give me, calm it down. You know, when God gives you something, amen, it began to bubble up in the inside. Hallelujah, way before it's your time to really go through the formalities of delivering it. God has already saturated that thing in your spirit. Amen, and it becomes a part of who you are. You know, if you practice reading the Bible every day, it becomes a habit. When you practice praying every day, it becomes a habit. What you do is you insert it in your daily activities. And it's just like going to the refrigerator, getting a bottle of water. When you begin to pray, when you begin to study, amen, when you begin to consecrate yourself, it becomes a part of who you are. Amen, amen. And guess what? When you miss doing that, you feel it. You feel, wait. I didn't pray today. I didn't read my Bible today. Hallelujah. I didn't make any confessions to God today. It becomes a part of who you are. So we're talking today about obedience manifests blessings. And when I began to study and look at that, I went to the dictionary, and I go to dictionary.com because I'm on this computer all the time. And obedience, it says it is the state of quality of being obedient. What are you saying? It's the act of practice of obeying. It's something that is dutiful or submissive or being in compliance with. It's also a sphere of authority or jurisdiction. So, you know, I have a sphere of authority on this broadcast, and not a sphere of authority whereas I'm trying to elevate myself above you. No, but I am the host of this broadcast. So therefore, I have a sphere of authority, but I have to be careful how I use that sphere of authority. Amen. I can't use it as a whip. I can't use it as something to condemn or convict. No, I can only use it as God has designed it to be used. And he designed for me to use this platform to begin to teach and preach to others about his laws, about his governments, about his principles, about his commandments. Amen. This is the gospel. And what is the gospel? As we begin to talk about obedience, we got to obey the gospel. You say, well, what is the gospel, lady? Well, the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. That's what the gospel entails. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, it talked about Jesus. From Genesis to Revelation, it talked about God's redemption power. It talked about his power of love. It talked about his power of salvation. It talked about his power of forgiveness. It talked about his power of long suffering. It talks about his power of blessings. Amen. So we're talking about obedience. It manifests blessings. And it also says to comply with or follow the commands, restrictions, wishes, or instructions of. Amen. As I begin to train Sister Ruby on this computer and how to pull up this studio and how all the different functions about Blog Talk Radio, the only reason she was able to grasp everything because she was obedient to the instructions. She obeyed the instructions that I gave her. Now, if she did not obey the instructions that I gave her about the studio, not how to live her life, not trying to control or manipulate her, but where she can be in place, where she can open up, amen, and I don't have to sit there next to her giving her instructions as the broadcast was live on the air. I'm not there. I'm in Fresno. Sister Ruby is in Stockton. Amen. I'm still here in Fresno. So because of her willingness, see, you got to be willing to obey. But just don't obey with a contrary spirit and a rebellious spirit. You have to have a willing heart to obey. Okay, so it seems to comply with or follow the commands, restrictions, wishes, or instructions of. And it also says to submit. Now, I like that, because some of us don't want to submit. And that's the problem that we're having in the body of Christ. People that are disobedient and are not willing to submit. But my Bible tells me to submit yourself to those that have the rule over you. Now, I can't submit myself to your husband because guess what? That's your husband. You have to submit yourself to your husband. Ah, Jesus is my husband. Hallelujah. I don't have a living husband on earth. So he is my husband. Okay? So he says to submit or conform in action to some guiding principle or the impulse of one's conscience. So we all have a conscience. That's something that God has given to every man. So we are able to govern ourselves on what enters into our mind, our conscience. You know that little small voice sometimes. We call it the Holy Ghost. But God has given a conscience to every man. Amen. You may not be speaking in tongues, but you have a conscience. And that conscience will talk to you. That conscience will tell you, and it'll start alerting you when something is not right. It'll start saying to you, Adrian, don't do that. I don't think that is wise for you to make this kind of decision today. I don't think it is wise for you to go over here today. You know, that conscience, that inner conscience will start ministering to you. But the only way we allow it to be relevant in our lives is if we're willing to submit, if we're willing to bow down and say, okay, well, I'm going to listen today. You know, my grandmother and them used to say a hard head make a soft eye. You know, they had all kind of sayings that you didn't really understand. You know, I remember my grandmother used to say, she said, nothing hurt a duck but its bill. And I couldn't understand that. Amen. She was trying to say, shut up. Shut up your mouth and listen sometimes. Amen. You don't have to, everything somebody say to you, you got a word. You got a response. Sometimes it's better not to even respond. I didn't know that then. Oh, but by and by. So let's move on to the next word. We're going to define these words today because we have to have a clear definition of what is speaking to us. Amen. So we're talking about obedience manifests blessings. If you want to receive blessings from the Lord, you must first be obedient. You must be willing to obey. Amen. And not just God, but you have to be obedient to the authorities that God has placed over you. Some folks will say, oh, you're in my pastor, you're in my mama. Okay, well, that's good. But guess what? If you're going on a 9-to-5 job, there's a supervisor on that job, and I know she's not your mama, and I know she's not your daddy, but guess what? You have to comply. You have to be in compliance with the wishes of that supervisor or that manager. You have to be in compliance. If you're not in compliance, then you're going to be out of job. So manifest. What does this word manifest mean? It says readily perceived, something that is readily perceived by the eye or the understanding. Something that's obvious, something that is apparent, something that's plain, that a fool cannot err. Jesus said, my word is so simple and it's so plain, a fool cannot err. It says to make clear or evident to the eye or the understanding. Amen. Something easily noticed or revealed or displayed. God has already revealed his word to us. This word is transparent. Amen. You can clearly understand this word. And if you don't have a clear understanding, I'm so happy that God have women and men that he have graced to open up your understanding where you are able to receive it and you're able to understand it better. So that's what that word manifest is. Everybody, when God get ready to bless you, everybody's going to see it. Hallelujah. Everybody's going to be able to attest to this was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Because, see, can't nobody do it like God. Hey, we might can coordinate. We may can facilitate. We may can orchestrate. Hey, baby, but God is the master facilitator. He is the master organizer. He is the master coordinator. Can't nobody do it like God. And when God do it, everybody has to take notice. Everybody has to take notice and say, oh, I know that was God. Hey, glory to God. I know that was God, because she couldn't have done it like that. Glory to God. Now the word blessings, and this is where everything lies. Blessings. What is that word blessings? We're talking about obedience manifest blessings. And when I begin to look at the word blessing, it said a special favor. How many want special favor today? How many want a greater favor on their life in 2014 than they had in 2013? I heard somebody say favor is not there. A special favor, mercy, or benefit. How many know that Psalm 116:12-13 say, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? Hey, well, let me tell you what you can render to him. You can render to him a clean and holy life. You can render to him an obedient spirit. You can render to him a heart that is pure. You can render to the Lord everything that is good and lovely. You can render, hallelujah, something that will please God. What is going to please God? Well, he said, I would that you would live holy. He said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. Hey, God, and he also told us in his word, he said, commit your way to the Lord. Delight thyself in God, and God will give you the promises. God will give you the blessings. Because of your obedience, the blessings will be manifested in your life. Matthew 6:33. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And he said, all these things shall be added unto you. We don't have to seek the things. All we need to do is seek to be obedient, seek to please God, seek to know his will for our lives. Amen. It says special favor, mercy or benefit, a favor or gift bestowed by God. How many want God to bestow a favor or gift on you? It don't mean very much to me when people bestow gifts upon me. Amen. Because some of them may have an ulterior motive. Some of them may have hidden agendas. But when God bestows it upon you, there's no hidden agenda. Hallelujah. There is no underlying an undercover reason in the background, or when God decides to bless you, hey, glory to God, he going to bless you. And he said there's no strings attached. His love is unconditional. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even when we don't obey him, sometimes he still sees fit to bless us because he remember our former labors. He remembered some of the things that we did do that was good toward our brothers and sisters. He said in his word in Galatians 6:10, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. He said, but especially those that are of the household of faith. Even when we're not deserving, God still have mercy upon us. Because his grace and his mercy is unbounded. Hallelujah, his grace and mercy. Oh, God, it'll carry us when nothing else can. Hey, he said, I'll rain on the just as well as the unjust. God is a gracious God. He's a merciful God. But let's move on. Amen. Amen. He said, they said that a favor, a gift bestowed by God, thereby bringing happiness. Oh, when God favors you, when God gives you a gift, it will bring happiness. Hey, because the blessing of the Lord make it rich, and it added no sorrow. God is not interested in us sorrowing. God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be complete. Oh, I bless you today, God. So let's turn. We're going to turn to a few scriptures right quick. Hey, glory to God. And then I'm going to let it go. Hey, I feel something right now. I'll turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. And we're not going to read the whole chapter. Hallelujah. But I just want to give you a little background about this chapter. This chapter here, when we talk about Saul, we all know that Saul was a king that the people asked for. The Israelites, they asked the Lord for a king. They weren't comfortable anymore with the prophet speaking a word to them. They weren't comfortable anymore with the prophetess. They weren't comfortable with the priest anymore. They wanted a king. Amen. And the Lord sent Samuel to Saul to make him king. Now, please know, God was insulted. God was insulted when they asked him for a king. God said, haven't I been a good father? Haven't I been a good provider? Now you have the audacity to ask me for a king? The Lord God was insulted. He was insulted. But he granted them their wish. But I want to tell you today, be careful of what you ask God for, because you just might get it. Amen, amen. So let's go to 1 Samuel. Amen. And we're going to just read this because, for one thing, when God tells you to do something, God is specific. When he told Noah to build the ark, he gave him the specifications. He told him how wide, how tall. God told Noah how to build that ark to a T. Then he began to tell him who all to bring in the ark. Amen. They had two beasts of every kind was in that ark with Noah. I imagine the day us building the ark, and we're going in there with all these different wild beasts. But God did it. Hey, anything that God do, it is good. Amen, amen. So let's read down a little bit. We're going to drop down. Read this chapter. You got to go back to chapter 12 and 13. You got to go back to when God really, really was talking to the Israelites, and he was angry with them. Amen. But even in God's anger, he's still a merciful God. Even in God's anger, he's still a loving God. Even in God's anger, he's still a gracious God. Oh, glory to God. But I got to read this first verse to you, because this is significant. 1 Samuel chapter 15 says, Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people. Listen to this, people. The Lord sent Samuel to anoint Saul to be king over who? his people over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Then the Lord began, we're going to drop down, because in these next few verses, it began to talk about how the Lord told Saul, gave the word to Samuel to give to Saul to go and kill all the Amalekites, because God was mad with Amalek, and he had trespassed against God's word. But Saul, we all know the story. Some of us that are Bible scholars and some that's not, go and read it in your leisure. Saul decided when he went down, he was not going to obey God. Did he want to be smart? Hallelujah. You know, when we fail to obey God and the man or the woman of God call us on it, we won't even admit to our wrong. We try to make excuses. But there will be no excuses if you miss your blessing. The Bible saying, the word that God is saying today, obedience manifests blessings. Amen. Now let's go to verse 11, verse 10. Let's read that. It says, then came the word of Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repented me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me. That's when he did. He disobeyed God. And God said, I hate that I even made him king and had not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Now, that was a lie from the pit. You performed, Saul, what God said, but God told you to kill all, and you failed to kill him. But you'll find out later that Samuel had to kill the king of Amalekites, because Saul failed to obey God. Amen. Now let's read on to the next one. And Samuel said, what mean is this bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. Listen, Edwin, trying to make excuses. For the people spared the best of the sheep. How is the people going to spare the best of the sheep when the commandment and the instructions was given to you, liberal Democrat? The instructions was given to you, Verona. Now, how are you going to make an excuse and say the people did it? The instructions wasn't given to the people. You better watch God when he give you instructions. You better follow those instructions. Don't go commune with your girlfriends and your boyfriends and question the instructions of God. If God told you to do it, please know he'll back you up. Please know he'll be with you. God uphold his word. Amen. And he said, how? He said, and Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, stay on. Hallelujah. He wanted to know what the Lord had said to Samuel. And then verse 17 says, and Samuel said, when thou was little in thine own sight. Listen to the word of God today, people. When you didn't have nothing, when you didn't even know how you was going to make it from one day to the next, when you was little and you was depressed and in your mind and did not know how you was going to come out of situation, hey, God said, I was there. When you were little in thine own sight, Was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? He said, when you didn't think very much of yourself, I made you the king over Israel. And the Lord anointed you to be king over Israel. Verse 18, and the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utter utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. God said, don't leave a man, woman, boy, or girl. Don't leave nothing. He said, I want them wiped out. Ah, hallelujah. Didn't God wipe out a whole city for the four lepers and the Israelites? Hallelujah. Didn't he drown Pharaoh in his own army in the Red Sea? Didn't he step in with the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace? Didn't he come in, hallelujah, and step in with the lion in the lion's den for Daniel? Don't tell me what God won't do. All you have to do is be obedient, and the blessings will manifest themselves. Hey, glory to God. You don't have to look for no title from man. You don't have to look for man to ordain you or to sanction you. If God said go, go. Verse 19. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed, listen how he lied, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek. So he making the prophet look like a fool now. And he said, they have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Well, if you destroy them, why is the king yet alive? Hey, somebody said, the king is dead. Hallelujah. God will kill the king that you may live. Oh, yeah, God will do that for you if your ways please him, if you are obedient to his voice. Verse 21, he said, but the people, he putting it all on the people. And that's how we are. When we make a mistake and we err and we messed up, we looking for a scapegoat. We're looking for somebody to put the blame on. But the blame, it rests at you. The curse of the Lord, it rests at the house of the wicked. Yeah, but the blessing of the Lord, hallelujah, it'll manifest blessings from the day you were born until the day God calls you out of here. Hey, glory to God. Verse 21, but the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And this is the key verse. In verse 22, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Is the Lord interested in your $1,000 seed? When you fail obeying, when you're going around homemongering, when you're lying, when you're sowing discord, when you're running to mischief, when you're shedding innocent blood, I don't care about your $1,000 offering. God, give it to somebody else. The Lord is interested in your obedience. Hey, glory, not your sacrifice. Your sacrifice ain't going to get you into heaven. Your sacrifice ain't going to bring the blessings of the Lord. Your sacrifice will not manifest blessings. The only thing that will manifest blessings is obedience. Ah, God, I bless you for this word today. Hey, glory. And he said, does the Lord have great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? That's a question that he asked Saul. Then Samuel said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. I bless the Lord for you all being on this line today. Guess what? Because those that's on this line today, this is the first day in the first Monday, the first week in the new year. We had a half a week last year, but this is going to be a complete week. It's complete, guess what? Because of your obedience. It's complete, hallelujah, because the Lord is taking gratitude. He's taking pleasure in your obedience. Somebody said, I'm going to get on this line today. Somebody said, I'm going to hear a word from the Lord today. Somebody said, my life going to be better in 2014 than it was in 2013. Somebody said, I have decided to follow Jesus. Somebody said, I'd rather obey God than man. Some somebody says, I'd rather be obedient than to bring all of the burnt offerings and the sacrifices. Glory to God. Oh, let me go back. Behold, Samuel said, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Now go to Deuteronomy. Oh, God, and we're going back. See, we just read to you 1 Samuel, but we got to go back. And as we go back to Deuteronomy 28, let me tell you something. There's 58 verses. Hallelujah. 68, I'm sorry. There are 68 verses in chapter 28. The first 14 verses is for the blessings. That's for those that are ready to obey, those that are ready to have the blessings in their life manifested. Those first 14 verses are for you. Amen. But the other 54 is for all those that disobey, for all those that don't believe God's word, for all those that are rebellious, for all those that are stubborn. Hallelujah, because the Bible tells me, hey, rebelliousness is as the sin of witchcraft. Disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. So when you disobey, you're walking in witchcraft. Hey, God, yes, I said that. That's what the Bible says. When you are rebellious, you're walking in witchcraft. I said that today. Disobedience is sin. Amen. And rebelliousness is as the sin of witchcraft. Oh, glory to God. Let's go to Deuteronomy, because I want you all to be blessed this year. I want you to know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I want you to know if God has put something in your spirit to do for the kingdom of God, don't let mother, don't let father, don't let children, don't let nobody deter you from the instructions of God. Because, see, God will deal with you in dreams. God will deal with you in visions. God will deal with you in open visions. He'll have you alive with your eyes open and show your whole. He'll show you your whole life. He'll show you where he's taking you. This is New Destiny Ministry. I don't know about you all, but I have a new destiny in Christ Jesus. I can't live on what I've done 25 and 29 years ago. God is saying, what are you doing today, Adrian? I remember all of your works. But he said, I want you to launch out into the deep. When he told Peter, hey, glory to God, he said, Peter, when they told Jesus, they came to Jesus, said, we've been fishing all night, and we haven't caught nothing. And Jesus just spoke a word. He told them, launch out into the deep. If you want to receive the blessings of the Lord, you have to launch out into the deep. What do you mean, Sister Bernard? What is launching out in the deep? Oh, when you can't see it. We even know you may question, Lord, what are you doing? Why are you sending me to this city? Why are you sending me to this state? I don't understand it, but you told me to go. Hey, Jesus, one of the prophets stood before God, and God said, who's going to go up before Mama Gilead? Who's going to go? And the prophet said, I'll be a lion spirit. I'll be a lion spirit, Lord. Send me, I'll go. I'll tell a lie for you, God, because you have ordained it. Something God has ordained. But let's go to Deuteronomy, because I want you all to be blessed, and I'm going to close on this. Verse 28. We are chapter 28, excuse me. And this was the Lord talking to the children of Israel. You know, we're so soon to forget. We forget where we come from. Soon as God blessed us with a couple of dollars, blessed us with a beautiful home and a nice car and fine clothes, we begin to walk around and sniff up our nose and look down on people. God, but you better remember what he told Saul. He said, when you was little in your own eyes, I lifted you up and I made you king. When he told King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, look at great Babylon. He stood on the palace balcony, and I'm just imagining in my mind he stood on the balcony, and he began to look at Babylon, and he said, "Look at great Babylon that I have built." And the Lord said, "Oh no, baby, I'd have to come against you, King Nebuchadnezzar. I am the one that gave you the wisdom and the knowledge and the wherewithal how to build. You didn't build this. If I wasn't with you, if my spirit and my anointing wasn't upon your life, you couldn't have done it." So what did he do? He sent him out in the field with the beast. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And he was out there 7 years. But one thing about God, anything God has destined for you, anything he has prepared you, nobody can abort it. Nobody can alter it but God. Hallelujah. And God kept his kingdom for 7 years. And after he came to himself, God gave him his mind back. See, God will take your mind until you recognize that God is the King. He is the great I am. He is the author. He is the finisher. He is the bright and morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the Prince of Peace. He's my everlasting Father. He is a mighty counselor. He is the bridge over troubled water. He is that rock. Oh, that rock that I can cry out to, that rock that I can stand on. Yes, the great I am. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, but let's read. It said in verse 28, he said, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." And all these blessings, listen what he's saying. I'm pronouncing all these blessings on everyone on this line today. Everyone that would make a sacrifice. Everyone that would say, for God I live and for God I'll die. This blessing, I am pronouncing it today on you. I'm declaring and decreeing everything in these first 14 chapters shall be yours if you are obedient. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord will be manifested in your life. And he said, "I'll set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city." Fred Hammond sang a song, "We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field." But guess what? He got it strictly out this word. That's how he got it. He went to Deuteronomy, and that's how God gave him that song with those lyrics to sing. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. I'm proclaiming these blessings on you today. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee. Listen, people, any enemy in 2014 that rise up against you, God gonna cause them to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. A few more verses. And the Lord shall establish, listen this, establish thee and holy people unto himself. God has people that you don't know of. He said, "I have 7,000 that haven't even bowed, as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. Who want to be called by God's name today? And they shall be afraid of thee. And verse 11 says, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. You won't have so much, Roni, that you'll be able to share. You're going to have so much, liberal Democrat, hallelujah, that you'll be able to provide, hallelujah, a good movie for one of these production companies. Yeah, you're going to have so much. Hey, glory to God, that you'll be able to give back. The Lord told me to tell everybody to sow a $28 seed. You ain't sowing it to me. You're sowing it as unto the Lord. And when you sow, God say, I'm going to double everything that you touch this year. If you make $50,000 a year, he said, I'm going to give you $100,000. Hallelujah. Some going to receive a triple and a quadruple blessing. It's according to your faith. Be it to thee. Oh, glory to God. And verse 11 said, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. How many want the Lord's good treasure to be open for you in 2014? Oh, well, it will be if you're obedient. The heaven, he said, a heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend. Listen what the Lord is saying. He said, this year you're going to be a lender. You're going to lend unto many nations. And thou shalt not borrow. This year the Lord said, I don't want you to borrow. I want you to lend. God, I bless you today. God said, I'm going to make you the lender and not the borrower. Uh-huh. He said, I'll make men give into your bosom. Oh, y'all don't believe that. Y'all don't believe that because guess what? We're not obedient. We won't believe it because we're walking in our own ways. We're walking according to what Adrian wants, what Adrian can see. Oh, but don't look at Adrian. Look at Jesus. Keep your eyes as Jesus. He told us in his word, he said, call those things that's not as though they are. Let me finish here. And the Lord shall make thee the head. Come on, we quote these scriptures. We know them by verse. If you ask somebody where is it located, they can't even tell you where it came from. They can't even tell you who God was speaking to. But today, God is speaking to everybody on a time of reflection. Those that made the sacrifice to call in the day, God said, I'm going to manifest the blessings in your life this year. Hallelujah. And he said, when I begin to bless you, folks is going to marvel. And they're going to say, this is the Lord doing, and it's marvelous. Oh, when God does something, it is marvelous. Oh, God, I'm in somebody else's apartment today. Oh, I hope they have mercy on me because I'm feeling it. Oh, glory. He said, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. You're going to be at the head, not sitting at the head table. That don't mean you're the head. You are the head when you obey God. You are the head when you listen to God. You are the head when you fast and pray. You are the head when you study to show thyself approved. You are the head when you walk in obedience. God, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above. God going to put you above all your friends this year. All those stalkers and all those haters that hated on you and said you wasn't going to be nothing. Hallelujah. All those haters that said you're still living in an apartment. All those haters that said you're still driving a 1995 car. God said, I'm going to give you a brand new one this year, but you have to walk in obedience. He said, you're going to eat the good of the land. All I want you to do is be obedient. All I want you to do is stay in my will. All I want you to do is cry out to me. All I want you to do is look to me. Look to the America. He said, and thou shall not be beneath. If that thou hearken, listen to it. What you mean hearken? If you listen, that's all what hearken mean. Listen. Listen to the voice of God this year. There's many voices in the land, and some have come to deceive. Oh, my Bible tell me if it wasn't so, they could deceive the very elect. Hallelujah. But God got us in, God will preserve us. Hallelujah. God will put a hedge about us. When God put that hedge about us, can't nobody touch us. He said, hearken unto the commandments of the Lord God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And listen at verse 14. He said, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Let me tell you, people of God, I am a witness that will keep you, he will preserve you, he will bring you before great men, because your gift will make room for you. Your gift. Do you have a gift? If you have a gift, if you have a gift, you need to be harnessing that gift for the kingdom, not for the world. That gift need to be harnessed. If you can sing, if you can preach, if you can teach, you need to give God your best. If you can pray, if you can intercede, if you can fast and lay prostrate on your belly, God will do something for you. If you can deny this flesh, God said, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few. Now I'm going to make you rule over many. When you didn't have but three people in your church. God, you were faithful. You opened up the doors on Sunday. You was there for Bible class. Glory to God, when they asked you to go out and witness, you were faithful. If you faithful over a few, God will make you rule over many. But you have to be obedient. You have to be obedient. I'm here in Fresno today. I was rushing back to this appointment, taking care of some business with my granddaughter, and I told her, ain't nothing going to keep me off this line today. I said, y'all going to sit where you are till I finish this assignment. I have an assignment. I have an assignment. Yesterday I missed the 30 minutes of morning prayer because I overslept. Oh, I didn't miss it because I didn't want to be online. I overslept, so I was a little rested. You know, sometimes that happens. Oh, but guess what? Whatever assignment God has given you, take it seriously. Don't look to your neighbor. Don't look to your friend. Seek God this year. Lord, what is your will for my life? Lord, where would you have me to sow this year? Even in your sowing. You know, sometimes folks are, good people lie on God. Yes, they do. Hallelujah. I ain't lying on God because I didn't ask you for $1,000. The Lord told me in 2014, he said, ask everybody the door, sow a double seed of 14 plus 14 equal 28. Now, those that sow more, that's okay. But God told me to tell you all this year. He said your obedience is going to manifest blessings. And I know it's happening because guess what? God had already tried me this year. And I done told y'all this last week and week before last too, when I went to visit a church about a month ago. Amen. And the pastor asked me to bring the word. And I did. And I said, Lord, what can I say to this house today? And he said, tell them I shall live and not die. And I went back and revisited 1 Kings, about the folder. He said, tell them I shall live and not die. But what's so striking, this was it. I was being tested. I was being tested because God had already put this double anointing in my spirit. And when I went to my car, heading to my car, I heard the voice of the Lord, and I know it was the voice of the Lord. And he said, go back and give that offering back to the pastor. And I said, what? God, I could use this money. And he said, I heard it, and I was going to obey, even though I didn't want to. You know, this flesh was like, hey, I can do something with this today. But after I stepped foot in my car, he said, go back and sow half of it. And that's what I'm telling you. He said, double. And when I went back to give it to the pastor, he said, you're sure? I said, I have to be obedient to the Spirit. The Spirit of God told me to come back and give you half of this offering. And in less than 20 minutes, the Lord had quadrupled the offering, because somebody had called, text me and say, I deposit, I made a contribution. Hallelujah. That right there told me, God said, uh-huh, you see, your obedience caused that blessing to come in your life. Suppose I'd have held on to that offering, that love offering, I would have missed my blessing, because I heard that distinctive voice. Our God has a distinctive voice. It's a voice like no other. And when God speaks, you know it's God. My sister may not believe that the Lord is speaking, Sister Patrice, but God knows. Evangelist Dark, folks don't want to hear you sometimes, especially when you say the Lord said it. But I'm telling you all today, the Lord put this message in my spirit weeks ago before the new year. And some of you all that come on the line every day, y'all heard me say, sow $28 for your blessing this year, for your obedience. And those that do, God say your obedience is going to manifest blessings. I'm through, because that's all God gave me today, to give to you all, those that want to be blessed this year. And I'm not talking about financially. Financially, that's already given. If we obey God and do what he said do, God will cause men to give in our bosom. But the test is in your obedience. Do you want a closer walk with God this year? Do you want your family blessed? Do you want your children blessed, your husband, your wife, your businesses? Do you want them blessed? Do you want to walk in God's way or man's way? Do you want the blessings of the Lord to follow you and overtake you? David said, surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know why? Because he was obedient. You know why? Because the Bible attests to him. Say, God said David was a man after God's own heart. I'm asking God for to have a heart for him this year. I don't care what come upon me. And I know no soon as I get off this line, I know the enemy is going to be waiting on me. But I'm already fortified. God has already put a hedge about me. Hey, God, and he can't do anything to me that God don't allow. He has to consult God and get permission from God before he can touch me. Because God said, touch not mine anointed. I'm God's anointed. And every one of you on the line, you have been anointed by God to do a work this year. No more excuses. Don't make no excuses like Saul did. Hallelujah. If you can't do it, say, I can't do it. Hey, but if God put something in your heart, if he put something in your spirit to do, get it done by any means necessary. That's my mantle this year. By any means necessary, I'm going. Hallelujah. I don't care. And yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for God is with me. That's my mantle this year. I'm going in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Philistines, when King David and him, I come, this is it. King David said, the Philistine, the big old giant, he said, oh, what mean is thou, this little ruddy young man? And David said, I'm coming. You coming with spear and sword. But he said, I'm coming in the name of the Lord, in the name of the God of heavens and earth. I came in Jesus' name. And he said, you going to defy God on me? He said, I'm going to show you what I'm made of. You think I'm a little ruddy fella? I might be ruddy, baby, but when I got God on my side, I can do anything. Oh, I'm telling you, people of God, obedience is going to manifest blessings in your life this year. Hear this word. Go back into the archives and listen again. God said, is it better to obey? Is it better to sacrifice? Which one you going to do? Are you going to obey or are you going to sacrifice? Well, I'd rather obey. And God will prepare, as he did for Abraham. He prepared a ram. Hallelujah. The sacrifice was already there. I imagine Abraham, hallelujah, I know his soul was tormented because he didn't know where the sacrifice was going to come. He thought he was going to have to take his only son, the heir of the promise, and kill it. But God said, no, look over there in the bushes. I already got a ram. God has already prepared the way for you. All you have to do is launch out into the deep, into the deep. Into the deep, that's where your blessing lies, in the deep. Your blessing lies in your obedience. Hey, glory to God, and the blessing is in the deep. Because if you ain't willing to go deep, you'll never be willing to go higher. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, you know the most. I thank you, Lord. Woo, glory back to you, Sister Ruby. Hey, you know the most. Woo, I love you today, Jesus. Thank you. Couldn't do it like I want, Lord, but I obeyed your voice today. Hiya, no, no, Messiah. Woo, glory. There was some more scriptures, but I can't get to them today. I had to stop. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. The word was magnificent. Are we going?
Hallelujah.
Prophet Darlene Davis, your line is open.
Jesus.
You have comment?
Bless the Lord. I always have something to say after the profound word. I just, first of all, I'm going to try to do this without going up, and I'm ready to go up, but I'm going to try to do this because there's a couple things I want to say. First of all, I want to give honor to God. I just thank God for him being first in my life. I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for the leader. I just thank God for another year. You know, I didn't catch it at the beginning of last year, but I thank God I'm at the beginning of this year to catch what God is doing on this broadcast. And I sure have been blessed. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to keep it together here, because I'm telling you, I was on mute and I was just going as the woman of God was bringing forth the word. First of all, my soul was encouraged because I used to, Sister Ruby, I just thank God for you. And I used to play that song, and I caught myself because then people know how old I am talking about a record. CD, when I heard the CD of Yolanda Adams, I used to play that song and dance around my home. And I haven't played it in a while. And so my heart was encouraged just to hear that song on today.
Open up my home.
It brought back old memories. God said he wants me to get up and begin to praise dance again. Not my son died. So it brought back life to me. So before the word was even preached on today, I got life from the song, just the one song. And so I thank God for the song played. I thank God for the worship that y'all do before the word comes forth. I'm telling you, I was just so blessed by the song. It brought back some memories, and it brought back some things that I need to start doing again that I stopped doing. And so that song was an encouragement. I just thank God for you, Sister Ruby. You have been encouragement to my ministry. You have been encouragement to me. I thank God for the words that you have gave on this broadcast. You don't even know some of the things you say has brought strength and encouragement to me. And so I just thank God for directing my path on this broadcast. And I truly give honor to you, Pastor Bernard. I just thank God for the word on today. I hope everyone received the word. I did receive it because I know it wasn't by you. It was by the Lord. It was a rhema word. It was an anointed word. It was a profound word. It was a word of a strength, word of encouragement, a word that will take us to the next place. And I thank God for the word that God gave us. You know, somebody may say, I'm looking for a word on today. Well, we got a word on today. We got a word that will take us to the next place in God. And as you began to speak the word, it was bringing life to me, and it was so funny to me because it was like I began to see with my eyes open again, and I began to see God showed me a vision as you were bringing forth the word. And the vision was I was a lot smaller, Sister Ruby, and I was getting my bags, and I was hurrying up to take this trip. And God was showing me how he's going to have me on the move and how he's going to have me get up and rise and how he's going to have me take some trips. So God was showing me something as you was bringing forth the word. But I had to be obedient. And obedience is better than sacrifice. And I thank God because I said, God, I want, if you say you love God, then we got to be total obedient. We got to let some things go. The Lord was even showing me how when the woman of God was talking, how, you know, sometimes we want to let this go but not that go, and different things that people sometimes hold on to. Even if God said let the whole neighborhood go or let the whole, even your family members go, we can't say, well, we're going to keep this one because they're nice or this one because of this, that, and other. No more excuses like the woman of God said. We got to let it go. If it's a certain place that we go to, we can't say mama been there and mama used to go there. If God said don't go there, we can't go there. If God said don't do this, that's what he means, don't do this. And everyone hears the voice of the Lord. You don't have to be a prophet to hear the voice. God speaks to all of us. Even when I was unsaved, God was speaking to me. And so we got to be obedient. And the woman of God was talking about the blessings. Sometimes we're getting half blessings, half things, not because of God, because of we're not being obedient. So I began to think about, you know, Lord, I want more of you, even more. So this word began to bring life. Hallelujah. This, you know, you know, I was saying, I don't know if I want to do this fast. And I'm just going to tell the truth. And I said, I don't know if I want to do this fast, you know, because I don't know, you know, if I'm really ready to handle this fast, right? I said, I just came out of one. And the flesh got to die. And what I mean by that is sometimes we may not understand, but if we say we're under a leadership or we say we're under a person, just as you listen to that man or that woman and on your job or in school or wherever you go, you know, even when you go to the corner to take the, before that light change, you better not leave before that light change. We got to obey the land of the law. That's in the word. And we got to obey whoever's under us, over us, next to us. If we say we're one as the body, we got to obey God first of all as the head, and he is the only head. If we're serving another head, something is wrong. And he's the only head, and you can't say you don't hear him because we do hear his voice and we hear it clear. So God is speaking to all of us on today. And so the blessings, he spoke blessings in our life. So we're going to receive those blessings, and I'm going to walk in those blessings.
All
and I'm
right,
for
all
God
right. Thank
to
you,
do
Jesus.
Those things in our life and that we can be blessed. And so only way we won't be blessed if we don't receive the word on today, and we want to still walk in the things of the flesh and not of the spirit. But if we have God, we're walking in the spirit and not in the flesh.
Amen.
So I say to you today,
amen.
Continue
God bless
to walk
you, Prophet
and follow God. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Bless. We're going to Sister Verona.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Just thanking, I thank and praise God today for just life, health, and strength because he's just so good. I just thank him for what he's doing, what he's done, and I'm just excited for what he's going to do. I thank God today. I agree and concur with a lot of the things Sister Darlene, Prophetess Darlene, just said. This was such a rhema, rich word. Evangelist Bernard, you brought the word. You stopped God. You did what God had you to do. You didn't miss nothing. I don't feel there was one stone unturned.
Lord,
because that rhema word went out and has accomplished what it should have done, because it spoke to my spirit, and that sister, Prophetess Darlene Davis was saying, it cut asunder. It has lifted me. It has made me know that it is right. I'm on the right course, and that's the thing that I'm just thankful for, that I'm trying to do what God says. I know God is speaking to me in my spirit, that is the voice of God telling me to consecrate myself, to seek his faith, to hire in him. I know that God is moving. I know. I thank him for just leading me to this ministry. I just thank him, and I'll tell you this. Like I said, God was been telling me in my spirit. I already knew that he was telling me to be consecrated. Then he confirmed it with this ministry here, of New Destiny Ministry, and even the house ministry here where I go, the church that I belong. We are on consecration. So that's all the out of the mouth of two or three.
All right.
So it's no question. I don't have a question. I don't have an excuse. So therefore, I don't have anything to say if I'm not going to be obedient. You understand what you're talking about, obedience? I don't have, just like this was clear in here in Deuteronomy. The prophet had spoken. The way it was done, I have a clue. Like you said, when God tells you something, it's a clear word.
It's a clear word.
It's not no confusion. So I'm going to obey. I'm asking every day, help me to be obedient to your word. And I thank you all. I just praise God for this ministry. I thank God for you. I love you all. I love you, Adrian. You know that. Thank you, God, praise God for Sister Ruth. I just praise God for everyone on here that is even helping, God is using to assist this ministry. And I just thank you. I praise you. And I love you all. You all just continue to pray for me as I pray for you all.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all.
We're so blessed to have that. We have quite a few callers on the line, so please be patient. I'm going to Evangelist Dars. Evangelist Dars. Okay, then, so we're going to go to, let's go, Brother Clarence. Do I have the right number, Brother Clarence?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless. I had the wrong number. God, good seeing you on the broadcast. You have a comment?
I missed half of the comment, but
that's all right.
I missed the whole comment. But I just got a question to ask you. It's Pastor Miracle that I'm trying to find out what the church is in Houston.
We'll get you that information after the broadcast. I'll give you a call, Brother Clarence.
Okay, and I didn't catch the message, but another thing I would like to say is I need y'all to pray for me because they changed my work schedule. And I had to take care of some business today, so I ain't go to work. So that's the only reason I was able to come on today. So I need y'all to pray for me as well.
All right. Well, we're going to pray for you before we dismiss, Brother Clarence. Amen.
Okay.
I'm going to work it out. Yeah.
Okay. Work it out. Okay, we're going to Minister Liberal Democrat.
Amen. Sure. Praise him. Amen. I just want to say amen to God. These words right here, woman of God, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it. She said, if you're obedient, amen, God got a blessing. Amen. I'm not going to try. When God tells you to do something, amen, the woman of God told us, amen, don't be like Saul, amen, and try to understand it and say, well, he must have meant get rid of that part, but keep this. I can use this for the Lord. And I say, no, God don't want that. God said, I want new stuff. So, amen to God. Like I said again, y'all, I've been closing doors. You hear me? Amen to God. And every time I hear a message like this, God said, amen to God. Don't try to understand it. Just be obedient. Just get rid of it. Amen to God. And I'm going to give you a new thing, a new song, a new whatever. Amen. So I just received it. I've been fasting, woman of God. Amen. I've been obedient to that fast.
And on the fast
y'all. And the Lord been blessing. You hear me? Amen to God. With the word of knowledge, amen to God. Since I've been noticing that's getting stronger now. So I thank and praise God for calling into this line, amen to God, and amen. They speak rhema word. Amen. For stuff, situations that you're going through right this second. Amen. So I appreciate that. So God bless you, woman of God. Amen. I receive it. Amen.
And amen. I thank you. I just really thank God for Liberal Democrat. And I know I thank God for all of you all, but he has just brought the gift to really taking our ministry to another level. And I tell you, when I prayed that blessing upon everyone that is affiliated in whatever manner with this ministry, that your obedience is going to manifest blessing. That's in every area of your life. And I certainly believe that. And I've been seeing the blessing. God, somebody said, I don't know who it was, said that which you was waiting for to happen in June, God gonna do it in January. I believe that. I believe that, but we have to be obedient. We must be obedient to God's will and God's voice and his word. Amen. So God bless you. We're back on the fast. We started last night. Those that would like to go on, it's not mandatory. That's something we're doing. So those that would like to go on, you still have time. 21-day fast. We're going to the 27th of January. And some may go further than that. And Liberal Democrats just say he's seeing God. He's increasing in knowledge and wisdom. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Sister T.
Oh, God bless them.
God bless.
Enjoyed the word that, you know, I really enjoyed it. You were talking about obedience. And I just thank and praise God for this ministry and just being able to come on and hear the awesome word of God. I see how obedience played a part for me this weekend, you know, and the prayer warriors were praying, and I just want to thank God for you guys all been praying for me. But God just showed up and showed out on Saturday after the enemy really acted a fool. But I just think they can praise God that God got the victory. So just continue to pray for me, and I just want to let you guys know that I love you, and in my prayers, I always lift up y'all names. So just continue to pray for me as I still go forward in the Lord and whatever that God wants me to do this year. Amen.
Amen. Sister T, God bless you. Stay focused.
God bless you. Okay, thank you, Sister T. We're going to Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn.
Blessings of the Lord be yours, Dawn. I know you heard the word, so move on, Sister Ruby.
Okay, I'm going to go back one time to Evangelist Dawes, see if she's there. Evangelist Dawes?
She may be on the highway.
Okay.
Phone muted.
We go to our prophet, Michael Davis. Praise the Lord, prophet.
Give God the glory. I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, I'll bless his holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just going to bless his holy name.
Yeah.
My God, I'm just going to bless his holy name. I'm going to do what the elders and the angels do. I'm going to bow before him and cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, worthy to receive honor and glory and power and dominion both now and forever.
Never.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! My God from heaven, I feel you, Jesus. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your life. My God. Boy, I tell you, there's nobody like Jesus. There is nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. No one like Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah!
Oh, Bob, if you like. Nobody like it.
Good God from him. There seems to be a continual thread throughout the consistency of the message that's evident by the Holy Ghost. And he's speaking to his people, and it appears that he's clearly speaking to them this one thing, and that's going to be a mitigating factor for all of our lives, especially me. And that one mitigating factor apparently is clear with the word obedience.
Ah, Jesus,
That one word, obedience. But there's another word that actually precedes your obedience. There's another word that precedes obedience, and that word is repentance.
Amen.
Because we have to be honest, and I'm talking about me first now. We have to be honest and say, I have not fully obeyed the Lord. We have to be honest and say, look, I have not fully obeyed the Lord in all areas and in everything he's asked me to do. So the only thing that's going to remedy that and get me to walk now in obedience is repentance. Because I have to repent for the things that I know that are wrong.
That's right.
I have to repent for those things, and that repentance will then usher me into obedience.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. But the way that we stop falling is that we repent and turn from our wicked ways and then fully turn to Christ.
Amen.
So I'm trying to help me and help somebody else.
Amen. You have been converted.
Thank you, Jesus. Go strengthen your brother.
Yes, Lord.
So we can never say that we have nothing. You know, because in this walk, there are going to be times when we fall short.
Yes.
And we have to be honest and say, look, I need to repent. Repentance has to come, because what that does, it confesses that we've made a mistake, we ask for forgiveness, and then we repent, which means we want to lay that thing down completely.
Ah, glory.
And then after we repent, then we can walk in obedience. And I think the scripture is 1 Corinthians 10:3-5. After our obedience has been fulfilled. See, after our obedience has been fulfilled. So the way that our obedience is fulfilled is that we have to turn away from disobedience. I'm just trying to help somebody, and repentance is the door to obedience.
All right.
Thank you, God, Jesus. From heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless everyone who can hear and receive, because I know that that word obedience is a word from God. But let me tell you, don't let the devil steal your joy, nor let him steal nothing. If you repent and turn, God said it in 1 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name,
yes,
would humble themselves and pray and
turn
from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land.
Amen.
So just God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. And I'm the first one to say, I repent in Jesus' name.
Amen. God, for that other nugget to this message. Amen. Truly, God said obedience. Man,
amen. Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead. God
praise
bless.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard. I just came on a few seconds ago, so I didn't really get to hear the message, but I think Michael Davis kind of summed it up for me a little bit about repentance and confessing your sins to the Lord. And yes, that's true. You have to, you know, confess and you have to repent. I am going to go back to the archives and listen, though, as soon as we get off today. But this part, the things that he said just gave me a little briefing on what the message was about. And, you know, I have learned that you do have to repent, but in that repentance, you have to make sure you don't keep repeating the same cycle of sin and diligently seek God and, you know, and ask God every day to, you know, renew your mind, your body, consistently stay in his word so that you will build your strength to not to go. And if you have anybody in your life that, you know, you need to remove, sometimes you have to remove people. You have to remove places, situations. And, you know, he said if your right hand calls you to sin, cut it off, you know. And I just had to learn last year and then this year and this season just to stay focused, repent, because we all fall short, you know, but know that God is a forgiving God and a loving God and a gracious God. But also he wants us to learn from our mistakes, and he wants us to, you know, repent but learn. Don't consistently repeat the same cycle. So thank you, Michael Davis, for summing that up. I'm sorry I didn't get to hear, but I will go back. But praise God anyway. And God bless all the callers and listeners, and Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you very much. God bless.
Amen.
Okay, God bless. We're going to go one more time back to see if Sister Dars, Evangelist Dars, then we can turn it back over to you. Evangelist Dars? Okay.
Amen, amen.
Well, we praise God. Go ahead, Sister Ruby, you can give your remarks.
Oh, okay. Well, praise the Lord. It just was a blessed word. I was just in awe. The Lord sent it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And I just thank him for the word and Prophet Michael Day. Everybody came on and had something to add to the anointing and our hearts, where we need to check our hearts and mind and be in this word and work with the Lord. But I said, when you called it last week, I didn't say anything to you. I said, oh, okay, you talking about double for your trouble. I'm talking about Evangelist Bernard now, y'all. So I'm saying to myself, oh, really? In my mind, I'm saying that. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, yeah, really, and you're going to get it, and you're going to have it in there December 31st, 2013, before this new year come in. So the Lord will lead and guide you, and I felt like it was just a blessing because I try to be obedient to the things of the containing of the kingdom of God, and it was just a blessing, and the blessed word came today. So I'm just excited to be obedient and to want to be more obedient and more faith, from faith to faith to faith to faith in Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Hello?
Yeah, amen. I turned it back over to you, Evander. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank God for another opportunity. Once again, I'd like to say Happy New Year to everyone. This month is going to be a blessed month. This is a blessed year. Amen. This is the first month in the new year. So we're going to do some freestyling this month. Amen. So we won't know who's going to be on from 1 week to the next. And we're going to allow the men and women of God to minister the word in whichever way the Lord is dealing with them. So we won't have any subject matters this month, but I want you all to gear yourselves and prepare yourselves. And in February, the Lord's will, we would like to hear from you all if there is any subject matters or anything that's on your heart that you would like to see us elaborate or expound upon. Please make it known to us, and we will certainly try our best to comply with that. But this month, Sister Verona will be speaking. Dr. Singleton will be on, and I don't know who else will be speaking for the rest of the week, but we will send you out a text and let you know who the speakers are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and of course we know Friday is Provoke Friday, so we only have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday available. So we don't know what they'll be speaking on, but whatever the Lord give them, I believe it'll be a word that will enrich and enhance and empower our lives. Amen. Because this word of God, it speaks louder than action. Sometimes people say action speaks louder than word, but there is no action that can speak louder than this word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we just thank God for each and every one of you, and we thank God for those of you that have sown the $28 seed. Get that $28 seed in. I'm telling you, God is going to do something. So we just pray that you all will continue to pray for this ministry. We thank God for those, if there's anyone in the chat room, those that have gone back into the archives and listened to the broadcast as of today. We have 67,334 listeners. So we're looking to go a little bit higher. Pray for this ministry and vision that God has given us to continue on. And remember, it's all about souls this year. I'm looking at a sign now and say, pray, ask, believe, and receive. Mark 11:24. So whatever we're seeking God for this year, amen, if we are just obedient to his voice, obedient unto his instructions, and of course, as Prophet David say, repentance is a prerequisite also. So if we can just stay focused on what God has given us to do this year, and please, don't, whatever your gift is, you have a gift. We are all a minister. We just have different ministries, but we all are ministers. So don't ever feel like you can't minister effect or you don't have anything to offer to God's kingdom. There are souls out here every day that's dying. There are souls that wait, that's waiting to hear a word from you. There's souls that need encouragement. And as some say, we are living, the Bible says we are living epistles, read of all men. And some of us are the only Bibles that some people will ever experience seeing. Amen. So be prayerful this season. Amen. And those that would like to participate in the fast, we're fasting from midnight to 4 o'clock in the evening. That's Monday through Sunday. Sunday through Saturday. However you want to say it. It's 7 days a week, okay? 12 midnight to 4. After 4 o'clock, you're able to get your little food in your system. And those that can go a little bit further, it's according to what you made of, how you can endure. But we're doing this, and we're not just doing this for naught. There are some specific reasons, and there are some specific things that we petition God for. And we know in Matthew 17:21, he says, these kind come by fasting and praying. So some things you won't see any results until you push back that plate and you deny his flesh. Amen. And God will answer. Amen.
Amen.
Because he's a God that never fails to answer his children. Amen. So we love you with the love of God. Continue to go online. And Liberal Democrat have put some of the messages on YouTube so you can hear some of these messages. And again, you can go to the archives and pull up New Destiny Ministries, and you'll be able to listen to these messages in their entirety. And please do so while you can, because in a minute, you're only going to hear a portion of some of these messages. Then you're going to be required to contribute a 99-cent charge to listen to the entire message. So you all better get into the archives while you can. Amen. And this is something that the Lord is putting on us to do, to bring funds into the ministry. There are some things that we like to accomplish this year, one being the citywide crusade. We're looking for that to be manifested this year in 2014. So God is just blessing us, and we're continuing to seek his face for more direction on where he would love us to be in this new year. Amen. So God bless you all. We're going to ask, well, we weren't able to go back to Evangelist Doris. We weren't able to hear from her. Amen. But we'll go back and ask the man of God, Liberal Democrat, if he would, to close us out with the word of prayer. And we'll see you all on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. Remember to follow us also, amen, the ministry, New Destiny 54 on Twitter. So if you got a Twitter page, amen, retweet, amen, tell everybody that, amen, the ministry is now on Twitter, amen, New Destiny 54. That's at New Destiny 54. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We come before you this moment, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this rhema word. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For you loved us enough, amen, to speak in our life. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Asking right now, God, those, oh God, that are not with us, oh God, those that are in hospitals, oh God. Amen. Evangelist Cummings, God, we remember her on this day, God. Hallelujah. Yes, that, amen. I got that angel, God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You find her even now and her husband, God.
Yes,
and encourage
God.
Them, God. Realizing, oh God, that we thank you for her spirit. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. It's a lesson that you are teaching us, God. It's a hard lesson, but Lord, hallelujah, anyhow.
Amen.
We thank you for that lesson, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank you for that lesson, amen, to God. Amen, Danielle, oh God. Hallelujah. She's petitioning to come out of prison in 2014,
hallelujah.
God. After 21 years, God. Hallelujah, God. Though you slay us, yet will we trust you, God? You are teaching us something. And those of us that's on this line, oh God, hallelujah, we all, oh God, begin to intercede for one another, God, and pray for one another, God. Amen. Those of us that are going through that, we will learn the lesson. Amen to God. And that, oh God, that gift inside of us from this message will begin to become activated, oh God. Everybody that's on this line, oh God, that message was for us, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, to be obedient and not ask you questions, but just obey, God, to be good soldiers. Hallelujah, God, to obey, oh God, to follow orders. Amen. Realizing, God, that you're going to take us, oh God, to a new level in 2014. We decree and we declare on this line, God, hallelujah, that, oh God, even as we are speaking now, God, that our borders are being expanded, God. Amen. From this message, God, oh God, we are coming out of those old clothes, oh God. Oh God, of disobedience, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Those weights that was holding us down, God, we are coming out of them, God. And we thank you, God, for, oh God, that rainbow for loving us enough to give us the, hallelujah, to give us this word, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for loving us enough. Oh, God, amen, 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 to, oh, God, activate that gift anyhow. And our souls say yes right now, God. Hallelujah, those that are listening. Amen, those going to be listening tonight. Those that are going to be listening an hour from now in the archives. We ask, God, that you bless them, God, that they make a decision after hearing this message. Amen, that it's, oh, God, it's more, oh, God, better to, oh, God, obey. Then sacrifice, God, that they will not ask questions. But that this message that this woman of God preached will begin to trouble their mind, amen, of God, all through the day, all through the week. Amen, wherever they at, oh, God, that they will trouble their mind, that, Lord, I got to obey. And, God, when they obey, God, oh, God, I ask that you pour out a blessing, oh, God, on their ministry. I ask that you pour a blessing, God, out, even now, God, on their congregations, God. I ask you pour a blessing out on their wives and on their husbands, oh, God. I ask that you pour a blessing out, oh, God, on their bodies if they are sick in their body right now, God. Oh, God, send healing when they will, oh, God, begin to obey, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, if their finances are under attack, oh, God, from this message. Amen. We pray, oh, God, that, oh, God, the blessings be released. Amen, for obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, God, we speak this into their life right now, God, that there be no backlash or no retaliation, amen, to the woman of God. Amen, for giving us this word, oh, God. Oh, God, this rhema word. And we thank you, God. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I receive it.
I receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen. That was a word today.
Word.
Hallelujah. I receive that, Holy Ghost. I receive that Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for a difference. I'm looking for a difference. When we obey, this word, when you
Amen.
Hang up this phone, watch what God do. Aha.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I receive it, Holy Ghost.
Thank
watch
you.
Him. Watch him. Watch what he do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I receive that word, Holy Ghost.
God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless you today, God.
Hallelujah.
Want our sister Ruby, if she can pray for Brother Clarence. He did ask for prayer. Amen. And I forgot to call his name. So if you could end with prayer for Brother Clarence, we appreciate it.
Oh, praise the Lord. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, that all the callers and listeners that's been on the line, Lord, that we, Brother Clarence asked for prayer for his job. He said he has different hours and he can't come on the broadcast. But, Lord, you know you can do anything but fail. So you can go there and turn his hours so that he can get back on this program so that he can have life and more life abundantly in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for his mother that's going through her trouble. And we just thank you for this opportunity to pray for him, Lord Jesus, that he would call in and wanted another number of Pastor Miracles to go forth, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for this opportunity that you have sent your precious people, because you said all souls are yours. Hallelujah. And you know what hospital his mother in, and you know what situation it is in, and you are healer. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our keeper, and you work everything out according to your will and plan, and you with your kindness and grace and mercy that you lend and give it to us, Lord. And we love you and we thank you and we just praise you. If we said or done anything that was against you, Lord Jesus, I repent, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered from not hearing from you, Lord Jesus, and not answering, because you say you hear us. You open 24 hours. You never slumber and you never sleep. You're always there for us, Lord. So we just thank you for this opportunity that you have given me and given each and every one on this broadcast, men and women, godly men and women of God that bring forth the word. So we thank you. We thank you for our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, that's so faithful and dedicated that you have the word down in us, Lord, with the anointing and the power, each and every one of them that come on the line. And we love you and we praise you and we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. We can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. That's why we're calling on you, and you hear our prayer, Lord, and you say you answer. Hallelujah. And you will manifest what does say the Lord say. So we thank you and love you, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to go to lay it down.
I believe that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it. My brother and my sister, listen.
All of your problems, all of your pain, lay it down. Lay it down. All of your heartache, all guilt and shame, lay it down, lay it down.
The Bible says,
cast your cares upon him, he'll hear your call. Lay it down, lay it down.
Promise
he would never leave, not forsake your friends indeed. Lay it down, lay it down.
We'll cry. Got into your car, let better say it again. All of your problems, all of your pain,
lay it down,
lay it down.
God bless you.